Hey there, I'm Toni Ann. I am a wife and a mom of two little boys, and I'm a general dentist and reservist in the Navy. And I get it when it comes to be a busy working mom. I struggle with the thoughts of feeling like I wasn't good enough and losing my identity in motherhood. So I get it. And this is why I created The Real Happy Mom. To be a real happy mom, you have to remain authentic and true to yourself. And you don't need to be a so-called perfect mom. On the Real Happy Mom podcast, we'll interview real moms to chat about real life experiences. These guests and experts will help you to navigate the motherhood journey by providing answers to your questions and concerns surrounding raising children, self-care, confidence, and so much more. We'll have discussions that provide practical tips and resources that you can easily implement into your busy mom life. So if you're ready to get rid of the overwhelm and start being a real happy mom, join me in the Real Happy Mom podcast. Well, hello and welcome back to another episode. I am so glad you're here to join me because honestly, this has been one heck of a year and I am still in disbelief that we are almost halfway done. I know that personally, I did not expect any of what has happened in 2020 to happen at all. And it's just blowing my mind how things are going. But I am hopeful that things will get better here, and I am going to keep bringing you some awesome guests here on the podcast, and I will not disappoint you today, because today I have Cassandra McClure, who is a multi-hyphenated entrepreneur in the beauty industry, and you may have seen her out there because she is a model and celebrity makeup artist, and now has her own patent-pending product called Lash Binder. This is a tool and a method that makes strip eyelash application quicker, easier, and safer. She lives, breathes, and speaks clean, literally. And she's going to be sharing some of that in this podcast episode today. But before we jump into this episode, I do have one quick announcement for you. During the month of July, there will be a giveaway going on. One lucky winner is going to win a $50 Amazon gift card. And if you want to be that lucky winner, how you can enter into this giveaway is by going over to iTunes or Apple Podcasts and leaving a 5-star rating and review. And make sure when you leave that review, you leave your IG handle so that I can contact you and get you the prize if you are the winner. So this will be going on through July 28th will be the last day to do that because it does take a few days for Apple to populate the reviews. And then I will let you know in August who the winner is. But do me a favor, go ahead if you need to, press pause right now. Leave that 5-star rate and review and make sure to put your IG handle in there because if you're the winner, I want to be able to contact you. And remember that this is for a $50 Amazon gift card. So go ahead and do that now. I greatly, greatly appreciate it and I cannot wait to announce the winner. Now, the next thing is we have our mommy win. And this is a part of the podcast where we celebrate with one mom who shares a win that could be anything big or small. So let's jump in and listen to this week's mommy win.
Hey, Toni. My name is Shari. My Instagram handle is One Blooming Rose, just the number one. And my business is Real Family Ideas. My win this week is having some alone time and some quiet time, which is just a little creepy sometimes. My son started his first job and my girls are out of town with their dad, and I've been able to focus and come up with some new ideas on expanding my blog called realfamilyideas.com, as well as some creative ideas for my ladies' wear. That's called Just Bloom, motivational ladies' wear. And I also just wanted to share that it does get a little easier as they get older, guys. Thank you for this opportunity.
I am so excited for you, Shari, because I know how hard it can be sometimes to get some alone time. So yay you. And I'm so proud of you for working towards those goals and getting that blog and those t-shirt designs because I am loving it. And if you want to check out Shari's blog and t-shirt designs, you can go to the show notes at realhappymom.com/87. I'll have the links there. But yeah, Shari is someone who I absolutely love and I'm super proud of you. So if you are listening and you would like to be featured in the Mommy Win portion, all you have to do is go over to Instagram and follow me at Real Happy Mom. Then go over to the DMs and there is a microphone down there on the lower right hand side. You want to press and hold that microphone and I want you to tell me a couple things. Tell me your name, your IG handle, what you do, and your win. It could be anything big or small. I just want to celebrate with you. So make sure you go over and do that today so that you can be featured on an upcoming episode. Now that we have that out of the way, it's time to jump into this week's episode.
Well, today I have a special guest on who is going to be helping us with getting our skincare as well as our makeup in check here. So Cassandra, welcome to the podcast.
Hello. It's nice to be on the other side of this.
Yes. So before we get started, I just wanted you to tell us a little bit about you and your business.
Yeah. So my name is Cassandra McClure. I'm a former clean beauty makeup artist. I still see some clients. I'm a podcaster and I am the founder of Lash Binder, which is a lash tool that I created last year. I am also the founder of the Clean Beauty Con, a conference, and the Clean Beauty Virtual Summit that happens each weekend during COVID.
Awesome. Awesome. And you are a pretty busy lady. And I wanted you to talk to us a little bit about makeup. But before we even get into makeup, I wanted to talk about skincare and the importance of having good skincare routine and prepping our skin before we apply any makeup.
For skincare comes exfoliation, right? We need to make sure that we are prepping our skin for product to go onto it. And I think oftentimes we think, oh, if we get out of the shower and we just put our, you know, mask on, that's all that it's going to take for our skin to glow. But really, we need to go a few steps deeper. If we can't make it into the spa, like to get our extractions around our nose, chin, forehead, there's going to be blackheads. We all have blackheads, and that's something that everybody gets. It's something really hard to avoid. And unless you extract or use some sort of tool or go into your spa, you have that issue. There's also dullness. We all have skin that regenerates. And without having an exfoliant, whether it's gentle or a little harsher, or some people do peels, some people do chemical peels and things like that, you're not going to really get that perfect skin as a base to even start your skincare on. Once you get into skincare, obviously there are systems. It's not good to just buy one balm and think that's it, that's all you need. You should get to know your skin. You might need an oil, you might need a serum. You know, most systems have a serum, a moisturizer, some sort of balm or oil, and maybe a night cream. If you're using a system, you're going to see actual results faster when you're using clean and green beauty products that are, you know, plant-based, that are organic, that are with great ingredients, that are, you know, sourced the right way, and, you know, botanicals and things like that. So it's important to know what your skin needs, what your skin loves, and make sure that you're taking care of not just your face, but the skin on your neck, your décolleté, the rest of your body. So it's not just your face that's glowing. You want to make sure to exfoliate your whole body. And that's the way you would even start with a self-tan, right? You don't just put the self-tanner on. You shave first. You exfoliate. You do all those things to prep your skin so that you get the maximum coverage and the maximum results from that product. So it's the same thing if you wanted to put on a night cream. If you put on a night cream before you exfoliate, well, then it's kind of has to go through all the extra dead skin to try to even penetrate your skin to reach those layers to have its effect.
Yeah. Now you brought up a lot of really great things. So I wanted you to touch on just a few things. So you talked about the dullness and how we need to exfoliate. And I know that there's many different ways that we can go about doing that, because you brought up the peels and going to a spa and things like that. I know I've heard of microdermabrasion. So I was just wondering, how do we determine which one is the best for us? Or is this kind of a trial and error kind of thing?
if you aren't really seeing the results, like obviously if you get really red or inflamed or itchy, you're probably allergic to whatever that is. If you are feeling that your skin still looks pretty dull and it doesn't feel very good, then that exfoliator probably isn't the best. And a lot of people think of exfoliator as like really tough with like, you know, salt or sugar. You probably shouldn't be putting those on your face anyway. You should be using, you know, some sort of microbead that can biodegrade, but it really does depend on your skin type. And this is something that's why going into your esthetician is a great idea, because they can actually talk to you. A lot of people have the false idea that you go into a dermatologist and they're going to be able to tell you the skincare products you should use and how they recommend things for your skin. But actually they're more trained to do something else, which is like the treatments of like, you know, acne and things. So going into a spa, finding an amazing esthetician that, you know, or in those sorts of things. But I feel like there are products that like wide range products like Codex Beauty, that their gentle exfoliator is like a cleanser and an exfoliator in one. And that's something that I've used personally, like at my podcast dinners and at my retreats, where I've gotten and I've asked all 50 people how they liked it. And all of them said it was great with their skin. So it was gentle enough for all of them. Whereas a peel, like I just used the Juice Beauty peel on my fiance yesterday, and he has psoriasis and like some eczema on his face. And he was like, it's burning. And he was getting red and he freaked out. And so there is a difference when you're using a peel, a chemical peel or something that's really intense, or the black masks that you put on your face to peel all of the hair off. If you have a lot of hair, it is kind of like almost waxing your face. So it's like intense and it could hurt. So there are different levels of exfoliation as well as penetration and things. So you want to start with something lighter. But if you feel like, you know, you're working in a dirty environment, like let's say you work outside all day and you have lots of dirt on your face, you might want to use something that is a little bit more abrasive that can get rid of all that gunk on your face, just like you would, you know, a loofah versus just your hand when you're washing yourself in the shower. There's different levels of clean. It does depend on you, but you know yourself best and you'll figure it out, you know, playing with product.
Yeah. And the same, I think, would go for the systems that you were talking about too, because like you're saying, some people are more oily or their skin is more dry. So I guess finding a system that works with our skin type.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's why a lot of skincare lines and beauty brands have multiple, you know, like at Beauty Counter, we have Counter Control, Counter Time. Like Counter Control, obviously it's controlling your acne and oiliness. And then, yeah, Counter Time is like for older skin, you know, aging skin, mature. So it depends on your skin type. And, you know, you'll get a little bit more moisture if you're a little bit older, because we don't produce that, the things we need for our skin, you know, the collagen and that sort of thing. And that's why you hear that there's collagen in like some products, you know. But we all have to remember that no matter what company is advertising to us, like if they say anti-aging, like there's really no such thing. Like you can't go back in time. You know, and there's a lot of misinformation out there about skincare lines. You really do need to do your research. I recommend you use certified B Corp products, and products that are EWG verified, or at least have some sort of certification, eco certified. You know, it's good to look at that because you're looking at the whole picture rather than just, oh, this is a pretty picture of a leaf on this bottle. And oh, that means it's clean. Not necessarily. You know, there's a lot of, the industry is not regulated as a whole. So unfortunately, there are brands that take advantage of that with their ingredients, to the things they put on their package, to the promises that they make you. And it's not fair, but there's no legal action that anybody can take against them, because technically it's like fun. Like they can say whatever they want, you know? And so, and we don't know better unless we are educated. And so that's why I've become so passionate about talking about clean beauty and green products and sustainability. And I research and talk with so many brand founders and research so many products, because There is a lot out there that is not true, and that, you know, even brands that lie on their packaging and say they have an ingredient or that they don't have an ingredient, and then they still do. And again, they're not getting in trouble for this. There's no law or regulation surrounding this. So we have to do our own research, or at least go to an expert that knows the products and has vetted the products and that can stand behind them. And these certifications are one of the ways that you can do that if you don't have someone in your life like me who can share and personally take you through that journey of trying the different products. The certifications, you know, they're very hard to get. They're not cheap. So these companies are committed to, and they can't buy their way in, right? They're actually, you know, it's like organic. You can't get an organic label if you have pesticides all over your crops. And that goes for the ingredients. And so if a company is claiming organic, certified USDA organic, your products are. And it's 90% or more, I believe. And that goes for the products as well as food.
So you brought up a lot of really good things. And what I'm hearing from you is that I need to go and do some research on some of the products that I'm using and making sure that they're actual good quality products. But let's just say that we have our skincare intact and everything is good to go there. For us busy moms that are on the go, we need something that is quick so that we can look put together as well as, you know, get out the door in a short amount of time. So I want you to just walk us through a simple, either compact or a system that we can use or keep in our purse that will allow us to look put together in just a few minutes.
Yeah, so I started, and when I found out about Clean Beauty, so just backing up a tiny little bit, I have been a makeup artist for over 10 years. I've been a celebrity destination stylist. I've worked with everybody in the industry, and I also toured with the PGA as a private stylist on tour to over 30 countries. And when I moved to Palo Alto, I started getting very severe allergies. I lost my vision, partial vision loss, and I got diagnosed with psoriasis all in the same week. During that week, when I was at Stanford, at the hospital trying to figure out what was going on, I was working with Sustainable Project, sustainableproject.org. I was a beauty director and my job was to find sustainable brands. When I started looking at all the beauty brands that I was using from Chanel and YSL and all these really high-end brands that I was buying at like Neiman Marcus and Sephora, I was like, none of these brands are sustainable. And so I found out about Beauty Counter. Beauty Counter was for me the intro into Clean Beauty. I had no idea what Clean Beauty was. And I asked the lady that told me about it, like, what do you mean clean? I thought all beauty products in the US were clean because we live in a great country and I thought that we are protected. And she was like, oh no, you know, I had breast cancer and my doctor said, don't use these products because they're so harmful. And I was like, what do you mean? She's like, well, everything with fragrance was really a trigger. And so everything from my laundry detergent to my floor cleaner, I had to look at, you know, I wasn't just about what I was putting on my skin. So I went home and I said, that's so crazy. So I looked at all the stuff in my house thinking, oh, like half of it might have some fragrance, but no, I actually based everything that I bought my products on fragrance. And so I got rid of everything into big cardboard boxes. And I let everybody know on my social channels, like Facebook, that I was doing this cleanse and that I was going to do like a detox week. And within 72 hours, my vision was clear. My skin was clearer. It was less red and bumpy. I had fewer outbreaks. I could sleep better. I could breathe better. I never used psoriasis medication ever again on my head or my body. And it was a complete wake-up call. And I started talking about what happened. And everyone was like, well, what products are you using now? And I'm like, well, I just know about this one company, but I guess I have a lot of work to do. And that's how the Clean Beauty podcast was born. So to answer your question, for me, what I started with was Flawless in 5 from Beauty Counter. And that has been the core of my business. So when someone comes to me and asks me that question, whether they're 70 or whether they're 15, I can recommend this line with 100% confidence that they can get the things that they need. Flawless in 5, the name comes from being able to get ready in under 5 minutes with 6 products. So you have your foundation and you get to choose between a foundation and a douche skin, which is like a tinted moisturizer with an SPF, a concealer, and you pick the color, and it's a huge shade range. So from very light ivory fair to very, very dark. brown. And then a brow pencil or gel. So if you have a lot of hair, get the gel. If you don't really have hair, I always recommend this to the cancer patients and chemo patients I work with, to get a pencil to be able to kind of brush it on. And it comes with the spoolie on the other end. Then you have your blush, because a lot of us need a little color on our cheeks, and you can pick the color you want. And then you, a little something for your lips. So a little color, or, you know, a lipstick or a lip gloss. So you kind of pick one of those. And then of course, you know, one of the staples in all of our makeup kits is our mascara. So you pick between a lengthening and a volumizing. So it's very diverse. You pick what you want and what works for you. And as you notice, there was no eyeshadow in there, because like that is just, it takes too long. If you put a little bit of foundation or concealer on your eyes and you just blend that out, you can even put a little bit of blush on your eyes and like, that's all you need. And you can do all that in under 5 minutes. The problem is so many of us have products that are sitting, that are all over the place, or we have a makeup bag that's dirty with like all this product. And then we kind of go, well, what do I really need? And even for me, if I don't have the core products I need sitting on my vanity every morning, I'm not going to use the system, and I'm not going to feel really good going out of the house, seeing the mailman. Even in quarantine, I want my fiance to like not, I don't want to look like crazy. And, you know, I do these podcast interviews and I do a lot of video on my social channels. So I want to look put together. And regardless, you know, it is a part of self-care. And I think we should all look decent, whether we're at home or we go out. And for many of us, we don't have 30 minutes to do makeup and do a big, you know, watch a tutorial and figure out how to put on lashes and do all these things. Which goes into, if you, you know, a lot of people right now are not able to go get their lashes tinted, their lashes extensions, their microblading, their normal services that they get to be able to look decent and like not have to worry about it. So that's where Lash Finder comes in for the people that are like, I don't need makeup, I just need my lashes. So that's why I created Lash Finder. So there's, I feel like, two different types of people: the ones that are like naturally just like glowing and look great with their exfoliation, and they don't need a brow pencil and they don't need a blush because they naturally have flushed cheeks, and it's the people like models basically. Then they just want their lashes on, and so that's where I send them. But to answer your question, it's Flawless in 5. It's really the best system. It has great properties. All of the skincare, or all the makeup, has skincare benefits. So they're actually treating your skin as you're wearing them throughout the day. If you happen to take a nap or fall asleep with your makeup on, it's not as bad as if you fall asleep with the other kind of makeup you wear. Like, I know all of us have done it at one point, whether we, you know, it was a fun party night, or we just were too tired and we wake up and our skin is like dry and like gross looking, and like we can see all these wrinkles, and like that's no fun because the products we're using, like, they're drying out our skin over time. They're just not very good for us. So with these products, you'll actually see your skin improve over time, especially if you're using a skincare system with it. And so that's where I send most people, and that's usually the hook for them to kind of get into clean beauty as a whole. This whole system is under $150, which is really affordable for most people. You know, you're buying your bronzer, your blush, your this and that, and by the time you know it, each product is $20, $30, $40. Like a foundation, most often is $40 to $50. So if you get into this system and get everything, so you can replace all the makeup you currently use, it's a really, really great way to do that. So you guys can shop with me. I'm a manager with Beauty Counter. I'm a consultant. So you can shop with me at Cassandra McClure and find me there. But you can shop with any consultant anywhere in the United States or Canada, and shop with someone local if you want. But really, the benefit of shopping with a consultant is that you get personalized care. I can recommend, you can send me a picture of your skin. I can recommend what products you should get. If you're not sure what lipstick to get that'll look best with your skin tone, I can recommend you something. And you also get, you know, tips and updates and email and things like that, and a little bit more direct access to the person you're working with. But the great thing about Beauty Counter is it's not one of those MLM brands where you can only shop with a consultant. They have storefronts. You can go in New York City and Times Square and buy products. You can also, you know, shop online on their website without a consultant. You can kind of do whatever you want, and, you know, to your comfort level. So it's really, really great that you can support women as well as, you know, discover the brand yourself or become a consultant without somebody else trying to like get you into the brand. So that's kind of what I love about that company. They've been very honest. It is a certified B Corp company. It is a natural, a lot of their products are organic. They use synthetic mica, so it's not mined in India with all the kids that die every year. Like, so anything with shimmer has mica in it. They are really, really cautious. And they've been leading the clean beauty movement. Like I said, that's how I found out about clean beauty. So they have been active in the Washington, D.C., in the White House. They've passed laws recently, and laws haven't been changed since 1938. So they've been fighting for a long time. And they're based in California, which is goes back to sustainability. And they, you know, have eco-certified paper. They are just checking all the boxes when it comes to sustainability, as well as clean ingredients, you know, sustainably sourced and treating their workers great, paying a fair wage. Like, all of those things are so important.
Yeah, you gave me a lot of really good things. So I just want to recap a couple of things. So Flawless in 5, and we can get that from you, and I'll make sure to put the link in the show notes. We can go to Beauty Counter and get Flawless in 5, and this compact has everything that we need. And I love that you're saying that, you know, this is actual like clean products, because I didn't realize how bad some of that stuff was until the first time I talked to you. I went and I started looking. I was like, uh-oh, I don't think I should use that, or that. So I love that this is all clean products that we're able to use on our skin, as well as making ourselves look really good. One other thing that you mentioned was about the pricing, because I think a lot of times as moms, we think like, oh, we can get it for cheaper, but you brought up a good point. Like, when we try to get these things individually, it ends up adding up to be more. So when you said 150, I was like, oh yeah, that is a little steep. But when I thought about it, I was like, wait a minute. Yeah. Foundation is a lot. Cause I remember I wanted to use a gift card. I had a $50 gift card to, was it Sephora? And I don't remember where it was, Sephora or one of the other beauty stores. And yeah, like that card was done in like not even two products. I think I used it on one. So this definitely is a more affordable way, and definitely a easier way to get us that look that we're trying to have, that put together look in that short amount of time.
Yeah. As a makeup artist, I always look for brands that support artists and that pay or that give a huge discount. So before I was working with MAC, but I paid for their membership, and I also was working with Makeup Forever. They give like, you know, 20 to 40% off as an artist, depending on your status. And so I had like the highest level, but the products was still expensive. So when I switched to Beauty Counter, I actually, when I first signed up with them because I wanted that discount, because I wanted the 20 to 30% off. So as a consultant, a lot of people sign up because they know that they're going to be buying products, so they want a great deal, but also that they can recommend it to their friends, and then they can actually make a profit from it. So they set it up in a really nice way. Like, most beauty brands or like affiliate companies, like, will pay you between 5 and 15%, but never 20 or 30%, 35%, and then plus give you free product. Like, that's just unheard of. And so I was really kind of drawn to that, and getting rid of all my other brands. I mean, it is much cheaper for me to have my skincare and my makeup through them. And that's not the only brand I work with. I mentioned Codex Beauty earlier, and I love their products too. It just depends. You're going to find products. There's not one line that has perfect products for everybody. Like, that just doesn't exist. And as a makeup artist, I can say, like, they don't have the best, you know, eyeliner, right? I can tell you what other eyeliners I'd recommend. So it just depends what you're looking for. And that's why I do consultations, and I do free consults with women who are looking for individual products. Like, hey, you know, I'm using my Victoria's Secret lip gloss for 2 years. I really like the taste and the smell. What do you recommend that I can replace it with that is very similar in that regard? I don't just think you should just swap for swap. Like, swaps should be like almost identical, but just a cleaner version. And this goes with cleaning products. Like, you have your favorite products for a reason, whether it smells like lavender or the bottle or the way that it feels on your face. So you really, I mean, there's a lot of products out there to serve different needs and different wants. And so I think it's important to, you know, work with somebody on that so that you don't feel like makeup is a chore, so that it feels like a self-care act where you're looking forward to putting on that lip gloss because it just smells so good and it's not sticky and it feels great. So I think that that's something to think about. Also, if a product is not serving you and it's just in your drawer because you paid for it and you don't want to throw it away, or you don't want to, you know, use it though, because it's not, you don't love it. Just, you know, this is the perfect time to do the cleanse and get rid of stuff. You know, we also have our summits now that we're doing every Sunday, and it's a great place to discover new brands, talk to new founders, talk about new ingredients. And it's really, really been a discovery platform for so many. So I hope you can join us.
Yes, yes. And you brought up one other thing, was lash binders. So the ladies that are into having their lashes looking nice, or they want to get some lashes, I was honestly attracted to you because of what lash binder supports. So I just wanted you to talk to us a little bit about lash binder and about how you support some of the ladies that have lost their lashes.
Absolutely. So I have been working, like I said, for over 10 years as an artist. And one thing that I heard over and over and over from celebrities to brides is that they struggle putting lashes on. And I've heard everything from, I got my eyelashes stuck together, I lost the lash, I poked myself in the eye with tweezers, I, you know, glued my eye closed. And so I thought, you know, how can I create a solution? What can I do to make it easier for people to put lashes on? So I started researching tools. I started looking at what that could look like. And I came up with a patent pending tool that I designed to be white, to actually, so you could see what you're doing with the lash, and with a soft silicone tip at the end so that you can actually fit the curve of any eye shape. So when you put the lash inside, it goes to fit and also to hold. A lot of people are trying to deal with, you know, holding a tweezer closed, and it's a little bit hard to do. It's like rubbing your tummy and patting your head at the same time. It's kind of, and if you don't do it a lot or every day, it's tough. You know, it's like, I even still poke myself putting mascara on. So it's not that I'm a pro and this is a tool that pros use. It's for the everyday wearer or the everyday consumer that wants to wear lashes once in a while, whether they're at home or they are going out. And they should be able to use this tool. And they do, you know, once every month or once every day, you know? And so the tool is designed to sit upside down so that you can place it on any flat surface to dry while the glue dries inside. So you need to give the that time. A lot of people try to put it on before the glue is ready, before it's tacky. And that's probably tip number one. Tip number two is a lot of people will try to like curl their lashes, then put it on top and then put mascara, which pulls the lash back off. So it's, you know, lash binder is actually designed so you don't have to wear mascara. You don't have to do anything to your lashes. You know, just put them on and fit them, cut them down, make sure that they're the right size, and make sure you're putting it on the right eye, because there's a left eye and a right eye. And so I designed the tool to make it easier, faster, and safer. It truly is. There's no metal. It's easy to clean. It'll last you a million times. We have a lifetime warranty. And for every tool that you buy, I was going into the cancer center at El Camino Women's Hospital working with patients with a surgical oncologist. And she asked me to come in one day to do a makeover. And I always like to work in this, in philanthropy and giving back. And I told this oncologist, yes. I told her I'd come in and I'd do a little makeup lesson. Well, that lesson turned into people asking me about my lashes. I pulled lash binder out and we started doing lashes. And everybody was like, I need one of those. That day I sold a few dozen lash binders. The problem was a lot of them were telling me when they were sitting in my makeup chair that they were losing their house, losing their cars, losing their, you know, going in bankruptcy and not able to afford treatments for their cancer. And I thought, how can I take money from these women? How can I take $30 from them? I want to help them. So I developed a program where every time you buy a lash binder, you actually give one to a cancer patient who lost her lashes to chemotherapy. Because what happens is a lot of people know that you lose your hair and people get wigs, but a lot of people don't realize you lose your eyebrows and your eyelashes too. It's hair on your body. You lose your hair. And so when I was going in and using my beauty counter, I was showing them all how to draw their brows on because they didn't have hair. But then we started to get into the lashes, and that's what happened. And so the next time I went back to the cancer center, I was able to gift them all lash binders, and it felt so good. And I also gifted them like the whole set. So we now have starter sets where you get glue, scissors, a lash bag, a canvas tote bag, and a pair of lashes. So we gave them sets of these so that they could take them home, use them themselves. And with the program, it includes me going to give one-on-one support to these women that are putting on lashes for the first time. So I'm going into the hospitals. I'm going, you know, I'm in the cancer center working with these women individually as they're sitting in my chair, and I'm talking through with Amir how to use it. And I have videos of this up on my website and on my YouTube page, where, you know, they've never felt or smiled for months after they have had chemo, and they can't even look themselves in the mirror. And, you know, to see them all smile and cry with joy is, you know, it's worth it. So we're able to do that with the buy one, give one campaign. It's been really successful. And now we are working on getting cancer in cancer centers all over the country. And so with that, we have, you know, we're able to get into the cancer gift shops. This is such a, you know, functional, a great gift. A lot of people, you know, they find out their friend has cancer and they want to send them flowers, but that's not really helpful. It's like, why not send them something that fixes their nails, that fixes, you know, can actually soothe their skin. Cancer patients have to use clean products. They don't have a choice. They can't just go buy something at Walgreens. And you kind of said earlier, like, oh, you know, well, I want to buy the cheap products. And it's like, well, you can buy those cheap products, but eventually it can cause or contribute to cancer. And it's known, it's proven that it can be linked to cancer. A lot of ingredients that are a lot of harmful chemicals. And if you want to get ahead of the game, you can just invest in your clean products, because it is. It's an investment in your skin, in how you look, in beauty. We invest in our clothes. We invest in our cars. We invest in everything we buy. But this is one of those things. And when you want to go cheap, you're going to get a cheap result. You're going to get cheap ingredients. You're going to get a cheap product and cheap packaging. So you should be looking at, okay, how can I support small women-owned businesses? What are these brands? Who are they? Who's in the EWG? Who's in certified B Corp companies? You know, who's doing good in the world and to the environment, and who's giving back? Lash Binder is one of those companies. Beauty Counter is one of those companies. And the oncologist that I work for, she created this thing called Hope and Beauty. It's a chemo companion program. So we partnered with them, and that's how we give back our lash binders. But basically, it's a website where if you've had cancer, or you're struggling with cancer, or you know someone with cancer, you can go on their website and buy clean nail polish, clean poly balm, like clean toothpaste, because these women, they can lose layers of their skin. Like, you know, when you go through chemo, it's like your skin is like burning. It's really sensitive. And so you kind of got to treat it like baby skin and use really sensitive products with no fragrance. And, you know, and these are oncology approved products. Lash Binder is an oncology approved product now. And we work with, you know, these cancer centers, and it's just been incredible to see the lives that we can change with just beauty products. And you don't think about it. You think it's almost superficial. This has completely changed the way that I look at beauty and the way that we can help people and empower women to feel more beautiful going through this really horrible time.
That is so awesome. And I am so glad to have you on the podcast to talk about that. So I will definitely include all of those links in the show notes so that if there are any moms that are listening that want to get those lashes, because honestly, like, I'll be honest, putting on lashes is something I've done it before, but it was typically for, like, you know, big events. So no one's like really looking at me. So I can get away with it being crooked or not looking the best. But now you're giving me hope that I can actually do it and have it for like day to day wear. So like I said, I'll definitely make sure to include all of the links in the show notes, all of the things that you mentioned as well, because I know some moms are like, oh, what did she say? So I got all that. But if moms are listening and they want to connect with you and learn more about you, see your videos and things like that, where can we find you online?
Yeah, so lash binder, if you guys are interested in that tool, in the lashes, we have vegan cruelty-free lashes. We partner with other small businesses to create specific lines of lashes and things. That is, we have a website for that, and that's lashbinder.com. You can also find Lashbinder on Amazon. If you're looking for more information on clean beauty, I think the podcast is really a great place if you like listening to podcasts like yours. Cleanbeautypodcast.com. So we have a website for that. If you're looking for more information on me or to get in touch for a free consult, or you want to just know who I am and more about me and follow my day-to-day journey, you can go to my website, CassandraMcClure.com. If you're looking to connect and come to a virtual summit or connect and come to a clean beauty conference, you can go to cleanbeautycon.com. So those are kind of the main four that I would say. The websites kind of have all the social platforms, all those. And I always say, like, click my LinkedIn, click my Instagram, click my Facebook, and like connect with me on all platforms so that I can see that we're connected. And, you know, I'm happy to chat with you in any medium. So you can always send me an email. I run my own Instagram account. A lot of people ask me that. And I write each DM myself. So if you ever have questions, I'm there to answer those. Yeah, I hope to connect with a lot of your listeners. And thank you guys for listening.
Awesome. Yes. And I will, like I said, have all that in the show notes. Thank you so much for coming on and chatting with us. This has been super helpful. And I know that a lot of moms are feeling a little bit better, more empowered that we can have that nice put together look without all of the extraness, and especially not taking so much time. So thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Yes. Thank you so much. So exciting. Happy Friday. I can't wait for this to go up to share it. I'm so excited for you and your show. It's amazing. I love it. And I'll see you guys soon.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Real Happy Mom Podcast. To find all of the links that Cassandra mentioned in this episode, make sure you head over to realhappymom.com/87. That's the number 87. And there you'll find everything that was mentioned, as well as a link to get the Ultimate Working Mom Hacks. This is a downloadable PDF that I got 9 of my good working friends who I look up to give me some of their best hacks for dealing with the working mom life with grace and ease. Now, if you are wanting some help with getting some productivity tips and things like that, you want to get this. So go over to realhappymom.com/87 and you'll see the link there to get the Ultimate Working Mom Hacks. Now, that does it for this episode. Next week, make sure you tune in, because I'll be talking to Rachel about some productivity hacks that we can use as working moms so that we can get more done and stop beating ourselves up when we have that long to-do list with nothing crossed off. So make sure you tune in to next Tuesday for another episode. I will catch you then. Take care, and with lots of love.